Blog Talk Radio.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 429. This is also an episode of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider, which is really kind of interesting because we have my old co-host from the Insider joining us today, Nate Noy, also an FDH Lounge original dignitary, coming on for our 2014 World Cup draft. Additionally, good friend John Adams, longtime FDH contributor in his own right, somebody who has primarily participated with the niche sports with us previously, such as tennis. But again, this is sort of a niche fantasy sport as well. Our World Cup team draft, which we did in 2006 and 2010, bringing it back this year. So again, Nate Noy, John Adams, what better guys could I have on here to conduct this mock draft with me? Additionally, I have a list from our senior editor, Jason Jones, which is fairly close to the FDH Lounge list that I have, the FantasyDraftHelp.com list. You can find that right now presently at FantasyDraftHelp.blogspot.com, where we post all our our FantasyDraftHelp.com newsletters. You can find it there. So let's bring in the guys for the mock draft today. First of all, as I say, my old cohort from the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider back in the day, an original FDH Lounge dignitary, Nate Noy. Nate, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm taking Nelson Cruz to win the World Cup in Texas tonight, Rick. Sorry. Three home runs.
Yeah. Well, nobody's had a hotter hand on picking in Daily Fantasy League than you, my friend. You are the man as far as how that goes. We've also got, again, my good friend, longtime FDH contributor John Adams, and somebody who has been a participant on many of our Pantheon roundtables. Johnny, how you doing today, my friend?
Great, guys. How are you? Hey, Nate. Looking forward to a Ricky, as usual.
This is going to be outstanding. Just to go over how we do this here at the outset, we're following the guidelines, the suggested league guidelines that we have up at fantasydrafthelp.blogspot.com. For all of the teams that we pick today, half point per first-round tie, 1 point per first-round win. From there, the points really start accelerating. 4 points for advancing into the second round, an additional 6 points for making it to the quarterfinals, 8 for making it to the semifinals, an additional 10 beyond that for the winning the finals. I'm sorry, advancing into the finals, and an additional 12 for winning the World Cup. Theoretically, whoever picks the World Cup champion, I guess, should win this, but you may accrue enough other points along the way here for that to make a difference. So I think that we're going to go beyond round one, certainly, in terms of importance here today. And we're going to be picking one team, standard serpentine draft style, per group. So we're going to be limited to that. You got to make your pick stick for each group here, certainly. Make it count, I'd say, especially in the first round. In the blind random draw that we did, Nate, you ended up in the catbird seat, as I told you off air earlier today. You had some mixed feelings about that. Obviously, Brazil with the 800-pound gorilla coming into this thing for obvious reasons, a perennial power, home turf, but you didn't sound as overjoyed as I necessarily thought you might.
No, Rick, so really, for me, one of the things I look at in events like this is who's the best? Who's the best guy on the planet? Who can carry him? You know, it's kind of like the NCAA tournament or the NBA finals. The best guy can carry you. If you got a decent goalkeeper and a decent coach, the best players can carry you. It might be the goalkeeper. And so that was one factor. I don't know Brazilian players that well. They're not as, you know, this isn't Ronaldo and the guys that won a couple World Cups. Pele's not there. It's a bunch of guys that are, you know, kind of under the radar. The manager's well known. He managed the Portuguese the last couple of years in Europe. But the best, probably still the best player on the planet. And by far and away, if you look at how the group bracket breaks down, this team basically has a complete bye to the Final Four. You can't say that for anybody else. I'm taking Argentina with my first pick.
Argentina, okay. Going off the board there.
Wow.
Johnny, you got to be in shock sitting.
I know Messi is the best player on the planet. He's won three out of the last four, you know, the award they give for best player in Europe or whatever. He's the man.
Uh-huh.
And they're the second favorite, according to Vegas. And I'm not feeling Brazil. I love the breakdown. I think they're guaranteed to be in the semis. I mean, if you look at how the AB setup works, if Spain stumbles, Brazil's playing Spain right away in the knockout stage. What does Argentina have to fear? France, Switzerland, Ecuador, okay, and Honduras, yeah, right. And then they're also on the flip of that, they're looking at, you know, the weak group, the weak link group in the H. So I love their path to the Final Four, and, you know, who likely waits for them there would, let's see, that would be the Spanish if they won their group. If they lose their group, it could be any, you know, if the Spain or Brazil lose their group, the path for Argentina becomes clear to the finals. So we will see
how
it breaks down, but I like Argentina a lot in this tournament.
Johnny, that had to shake out a lot better for you than you would have thought in the second spot here. By the way, Jason Jones, I'm going off his list in the third spot. I am going fourth. But, Johnny, for you picking second, you couldn't have thought that Brazil was going to be there, surely.
Yeah, I'm really thrown for a loop. I like your thinking, Nate. Argentina definitely should be a walkthrough here to get to the knockout round. Brazil, interesting. I'm kind of at a loss for a second.
Would you take Argentina if I took the chalk? Was that your plan?
I'm going to take what I believe to be the best team in the tournament. I'm taking Spain.
Okay.
Wow. Shock. That was real shock.
Wow. Second on my board, Jason Jones is going to be thrilled beyond belief to know he was getting Brazil at three.
Yeah, very interesting. I was thinking that I just like the experience of Spain. Although it's, you know, I didn't think Brazil would be there, but it's tough to pick. It's tough not to pick Brazil at home, but some question marks for me, like Nate was saying earlier. So.
Wow. Well, yeah, this is really kind of surprising that this might be one of the only mock drafts out there, but you never know what you're going to get as far as how people are going to go in mock drafts, where Brazil slips to the third pick. Jason Jones had them first, and, you know, famous last words, I think he was going for the Morris reverse jinx like I like to do. He put on there, yeah, right, this will never happen, but when he found out he was third. But there you go. He does get them with the third pick. That leaves it to me with the fourth and fifth picks, ending the first round, starting the second round. And what's kind of funny is on the FPH draft board, we have Germany fourth with a line under it. You got to take one of the top four teams here. I think we all agree the top tier is a group unto itself. So I have to take Germany. Number five on the board, I cannot take, because number five is Portugal, and you can only take one team per group. So I'm going to drop down to number six on the FPH draft board, and that is Colombia. So that will circle back around to there. We'll make Jason's pick for him here off of his list, and he actually had Portugal fifth on his board as well. He was concurring with the FPH board there. So we'll take Portugal for Jason, and that will complete his G pick for the day. So, Johnny, back to you after taking Spain in the first round.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is a really interesting first round here. I am going to go with I'm going to take Italy, Group D.
Okay.
I like their goaltending. Suarez of Uruguay has had recovering from a surgery, and they're a little bit aging. So I'm going to take Italy. They've always played really good defense, and they play up for the tournament. So hopefully they will do that again.
Okay. Nate, you're going to be completing the second round, starting the third round, but let's just do a quick recap on what we've got thus far with the first seven picks. Argentina, Spain, Brazil, and Germany, the top tier going in that order in the first round. Since then, Colombia, Portugal, Italy. Any real surprises in the order of things thus far, aside from possibly Brazil slipping to three?
Not especially. I think the Portuguese may be overrated. I mean, they get a lot of their points in the formula that FIFA uses with the Brazilian manager. So I think, to be honest with you, I knew this scenario would happen in terms of where I'm at on the board. And but the other teams, I mean, Groups E and H are, you know, Group H is just a joke. None of those teams should even be a one seed or a two, and now two of those teams are going to be in the knockout stage. That's laughable. While you've got Group D and Group G, where three of those teams definitely deserve to be in the knockout stage. But in terms of how our picks went, you know, obviously the 1-2 thing was a definite shakeup. Spain, I mean, and Germany had to be the pick at four. But I'm going to take the real group winner of Group D with the number 8 pick, because the other thing about this draft is there's three teams in Group D. There are three really good teams in Group D. There's a fourth team that will not win a game in Group D, and I'm picking, if I don't take a team from Group D right now, I'll get a team that's worthless in this draft, and I'll take the winner of Group D since they have the goalkeeper from the previously completed season in the Premier League. I will take England. I think they're going to be right there with Italy. Uruguay's tough too, but those three teams at least have a shot. If you get stuck with the last team there, you're done for. So,
England. Okay, yeah, they're the bottom team on the second tier. These are all very interchangeable teams here on the second tier. Let me ask you this. So you're not real concerned about another World Cup flameout for England? The last couple times haven't gone so well.
No, I know it hasn't. And, you know, there's been some shakeups there. And they've got some guys that are, you know, hooligans or whatever playing for them. But the fact that your goalkeeper just won the Premier League, I think, is something that's important. You know, I looked at goalkeepers, obviously, with the number 2 pick. The best goalkeeper walking the planet was Spain. They've won he's won with Real, with the European Cup. Unbelievable. But you just won a Premier League. Manchester City is not a team that normally goes. I think that's their third Premier Champion League. It's since 1886. They've won it three times in 100 and some years. So, you know, 100 and what, 28 years? They've got three of those trophies. He's got one of them now. And you just won, you know, maybe the Spanish League or the German League. There's leagues on par with the Premier League, but it's still the Premier League. And you've got that hot goalkeeper coming in. I think, you know, he wins you 6 games here, and you're in the finals. So
that's
when you're
in
the group
giggle.
Stage, and you're in a knockout stage. And the other thing about that is Group C is horrible. The winner and loser of Group D will advance to the Final 8, unless Colombia can take out the B team. But I think two teams from Group D are in the Final 8. England.
You might
and,
be right about
I'm
that.
Taking Belgium. Belgium's probably the best team left after that. So,
okay, Belgium is going next out of Group H. I'm kind of giggling looking at this here. Argentina and England. That would be a lot of coexistence if this were a real fantasy squad, wouldn't it be? Battle of the Falkland Islands right there. You managed to couple them there together, bringing world peace, as it were, to our fantasy league today. All right, Belgium is the third round pick for you. Out of Group H, that brings us to you, Johnny. Spain from Group B and Italy from Group D, or what you got so far?
Oh, let's see. I was on board with Nate's thinking. I think Belgium was a great pick there. Let's see. I'm going to go in a different direction slightly. I am going to take...
Looks like there's only one of them that you really can take at this point, unless you're going to drop down a tier, because you've got groups B and D covered already. And the next couple of ones on the FDH board, three of the next four are in B and in D. So it'll be very interesting if you go where I think you're going to go or if you're going to drop down a little bit.
I'm going to take Croatia.
Interesting. Okay.
Out of Group A.
Out of Group A.
I think that's a good pick because somebody gets stuck with a dead team there. So, you know.
I'm going to have my eye on Belgium, but I'm going to take Croatia.
Okay.
So.
All right. Croatia goes off the board. And unfortunately for me, and I got to go off of Jason's list strictly here, I would hope that this next one would have dropped to me, but he's going to get France out of Group E. That's where I thought you were going because that was the other one that was on the second tier. On the FDH board, it was not Group B or Group D. So France goes to Jason. That leaves it to me for the next two picks. I cannot go Group C or Group G as I have those covered. Fortunately for me, the next two on the board are in groups that I can still go with here. My next two picks, I'm going with Chile out of Group B and Uruguay out of Group D. So back around to Jason off of his list. And of the ones that he's still eligible to take, and that will cover the end of the second tier on the FPH board right there as he takes the Netherlands. The Dutch team goes for Jason with his fourth pick. Back around to you, Johnny.
Wow, just looking at Jason's team. We did him a favor by not taking Brazil.
How about that? What an interesting team.
Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
For the top 11, yes.
And your team, all European thus far. You're the only one that can say that.
Well, I really wanted a German on my team, so I'm going to settle for one of my favorite Germans and take Jürgen Klinsmann in the U.S.
The pain and suffering of the four of this position I'm in. Ugh.
Nate, you are the one talking them up, and you're one of the main reasons that they're a little bit higher on the FDH board than you'll find on some other ones right now. You were the one to kind of put that in my head. As we're recapping in the last two rounds here, the picks in rounds three and four thus far, Belgium, Croatia, France, Chile, Uruguay, Netherlands, United States. But, Nate, let's start with talking about the United States and why you convinced me to move them up the board like I did.
Well, not only do they have the German coach, they have the German phenom, the next, you know, Tiger Woods of soccer or whatever. And the kid's been playing for Bayern Munich since he was 15 years old. His dad, one of his parents is German, one of his parents is an American. They had dual citizenship, and you're allowed a one-time switch. He decided, he was convinced by his hero to switch to Team USA. So they've got him. They've got a bunch of guys that have been in the Premier League. I think Team USA is way underrated. I think the Portuguese, the fact they lost their manager back to Brazil, they're vulnerable. And you've got the guy that won the World Cup for Germany coaching against them. Team USA, who won their group last time, don't forget that, absolutely has a shot to win this group. And I knew, you know, I told you, I never see him falling back at this pick. I also asked you to trade me out of my pick because I think Team USA could be the pick of this type of league right now. They're going to, and I'm not biased. You look at all the pieces and how they fit together and where these guys are compared to the other guys. Yeah, a lot of guys play in the minor league MLS, I'm sorry, but they don't all play there, you know, and they've got 23 on the team and only 11 on the field, on the pitch, so... You know, and Klinsmann knows what he's doing. He's going to have the right combinations out there. I think Team USA will bring a lot of excitement and surprise a lot of people around the world. And the bookmakers are always down on USA because outside of this country, we're considered, you know, like we would consider any other country in NFL football, worthless. You know, you got no chance. Well, that's what they see about our football,
right.
Football. So,
Well, absolutely. That's the level of arrogance that exists around the world vis-a-vis American football, as it were. So, yeah. I know that you were hoping that they were going to drop to you. You had a reason to expect that. They might, but they didn't. And this is where things really start to get interesting because our next tier goes with four more teams here, and then it really just becomes a big free-for-all.
And for me, my position actually is pretty simple because I'm taking Mexico because I'm not getting stuck with Cameroon, right? Because groups E and C have three teams left that have a chance to get in. Well, Group C has three. They're all really close to each other. So I'm going to get stuck with – I already know I'm stuck with everybody from the other group, so I'm going to wait and see what's left in Group C. So because of the way we're doing this, I'm taking Mexico, and then it's a tough call. It's almost a coin flip between the Swiss and Ecuador. But the fact that the Swiss were one of the eight seeded teams of this tournament, I know France has better odds, but I got to go with the Swiss, the seeded team, still on the board at this point. I can't pass that up. Give me that. Give me the Swiss.
Mexico, wow. That's going to be team morale, isn't it?
And I'm boxed out. Yeah, I'm boxed out in the other conferences except for Group C, and there's three teams, and nobody knows which is the second team getting in from there. But you know for sure that, you know, the teams where, you know, I don't want to get stuck with Honduras, put it that way, and I don't want to get stuck with Cameroon. That's why I got to take Mexico right now. And so I also am taking Switzerland.
Mexico,
so now I'll get
teams.
My pick of what's left in C and won't be hosed. I'm already hosed with two really bad teams since you guys boxed me out in groups G and D, B. So,
absolutely. Mexico, the team where the coach banned any sexual activity by her players during the tournament. So clearly a team that's going to have great morale going all the way through this thing. There won't be a bunch of frustrated guys at all. Going to have that going for you. An interesting social experiment. We'll have to see how that plays out. Clearly you're thinking it's going to go better than a lot of people might. Johnny, that takes us to you. It's Spain, Italy, Croatia, and the U.S. for you thus far, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple different places here. I am going to go with the other team I think advancing out of Group F, obviously Argentina. I'm going to take Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Okay. That's an interesting call right there. They were one of the last teams left on that next level on the FDH draft board. So Bosnia-Herzegovina satisfies your F requirement there. That takes us over to Jason. His highest team remaining is, actually this is a little bit different than the FDH board because this was the second team left on that one. Jason wants the Ivory Coast. So that will satisfy his Group C requirement. That brings it to me. And the highest one left on the board, I'm going to make out pretty good here, is Russia, and I do not have a Group H team taken yet. So while it may pain me in this current geopolitical environment to be rooting for the Russian team during the tournament, root for them I shall, because first and foremost, I root for the interests of my fantasy teams, as we all know. So Russia becomes the fifth squad to join Team Rick. I root for them with no qualms whatsoever. Welcome to the squad, boys. And my next pick here, the highest one remaining on the FDH draft board. Once I keep getting lucky with this, where I haven't been getting squeezed out on group requirements yet. The highest one remaining is Nigeria. And I did not have a team in Group F yet. So Nigeria is my sixth-round pick. That brings us around to Jason. And, see, that's just the opposite with him. He gets squeezed because the next couple of ones, Jason has to go D, F, or H, and there is very little left there. Now, what's very interesting, I'm looking at this here. If I'm reading this right, okay, there's only one left for D, there's only one left for H. So he can for F. So he can afford to go a little bit later on those. And for H, wow, he's got his pick between South Korea and Algeria. Of the two, he has South Korea higher on his list. So congratulations, Jason. We can actually fill in his last couple of picks here. He's officially made them because if D and F, the only ones left, he needs them. Costa Rica and Iran. I think we can agree, guys, the ugliest final three picks that anybody's likely to get here, Jason with South Korea, Costa Rica, and Iran. That kind of brings up right there, Nate, the whole thing about how you can get squeezed out in these groups here and left with nothing but the dregs.
Yeah, and I love how you set this thing up, though. It made me think two steps ahead of what's going to be left, you know, and I'm actually, I'm stuck. I'm stuck with Australia. I'm stuck with, you know, I'm stuck with some bad teams myself. A lot of people think Ghana's better than Team USA. I don't think that's the case. I think they're going 0-3, but, you know, I'm stuck with them. That's actually a good team to be stuck with as far as anybody else is concerned. But,
Yeah.
You know, Australia, they're toast. I mean, they ain't going to score a goal. Thanks, guys. I really want Australia as one of my teams.
what do you want to do, Johnny? You got to go for one out of C, D, or H.
I'm sorry. What did you say, C, E, or H?
Yes, and as it stands now, you're down to just two and C. Actually, I think you pretty much have to pick out of Group C here because E and H you're already locked into.
Let's see, E.
Or actually, no. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't have an E team yet myself, so you could go.
Well,
you could go C or E here. At this point,
I'm going to take Ecuador at this point.
Okay. All right.
That
there's
was the best
group
pick
E
because he would have been stuck. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And,
a smart one there.
I've got to go with a team that's had more success. I mean, I'm a Group C pick guy here, and everything else is slotted. I'm going with the Japanese, even though I think Greece might be as good as them or better. Their defense is better, but I don't know if anybody's going to score for Greece. So I'll go with the Japanese, and then I don't have any more picks to make. They're all slotted. I don't get choices.
I'm looking
but
to
Australia
see
is my second one if you want to write somebody down. Cause they're, well, let's say Ghana now. Okay, Ghana after Japan.
All right, so Ghana is your next one here. Cause, yeah, we might as well just fill out everybody's as we're going along here because we're all slotted in automatically at this point with the requirements. So Ghana and Australia rounds it out for you. John, for yours, it's going to be you need one from C and from H, and the only ones left there are Greece and Algeria. So that's going to take care of your last two. This is very unusual. This is the first time we've ever ended a fantasy draft this way where the picks were automatic, but I kind of like it. It really adds a certain intrigue to it this way. I already put down the ones for Jason because he was locked into, as we said, Costa Rica and Iran previously. And then for me, I have to go for Cameroon and for Honduras to satisfy my Group A and Group E requirements. So at this point, we're actually done with it. Let's run through the individual teams here. Nate has Argentina, England, Belgium, Mexico, Switzerland, Japan, Ghana, and Australia. The team for John Adams, Spain, Italy, Croatia, the United States of America, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Ecuador, Greece, and Algeria. for Jason Jones, going off of the list he submitted to me, our FDH senior editor, he takes Brazil, Portugal, France, the Netherlands, Ivory Coast, South Korea, Costa Rica, and Iran. I, Rick Morris, with Germany, Colombia, Chile, Uruguay, Russia, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Honduras. So let's get some thoughts on the makeup of these squads and the way that this thing went. I'll start with you, Nate.
Well, you know, again, there's only a few teams that really have no chance. And you think we all sit here and we think we know what's going to happen in terms of the top teams. Don't forget, your defending world champions, Italy, were 4-9 to win their group last time. Like the second favorite team to win their group, they finished fourth. They were in the next stage. So it can happen. You know, it's possible for us to be sitting here thinking we've got a great squad, and weird things can happen in the World Cup. They don't usually happen, but they can. So, you know, we do an update after the group stage. We're going to have a good idea. But you still never know who's going to win the World Cup, even when you get to the knockout round, because these games, so many of these games, Rick, are one goal or extra time goal or penalty shootouts. The good teams are really good. You know, there's four teams that are extremely, and you know, those four, if they win the World Cup, no surprise. Then there's still another group of teams, like another 6 to 8, that if crazy things happen, could win the World Cup. There's only really four or five teams that have no chance to get out in the knockout stage, and really that's not true either, because when South Korea was in there, in South Korea a few years back, they had no chance. Well, they did it. They made it to, what, the Final Four. So teams that people think have no prayer can actually do something in the World Cup because it's so competitive and it's so low scoring. You know, one mistake and you're beat. And that's the greatness of the World Cup is, you know, I remember the handball for Italy back in the – it's just great things about how close, how intense everything is, how it's the most important thing ever for every second. And that's what's great about the World Cup is how, you know, how on edge the whole event seems to be. So
it really, really is. No question about that. And it was very, very interesting to see the way that this thing went and the strategies that were used. And, again, the picks that were sort of left to us at the end as a result of those strategies. Johnny, what about your team? Yours is probably the most European heavy out of the bunch, maybe by a little bit anyways, but thoughts on your strategy and the way that it all shook out?
Well, I looked at I had Brazil and Spain as my I had Spain and Brazil as my top two teams. I like the experience of Spain. I should say if wanted. Argentina is a really interesting pick. Messi, it's hard to argue. I'm not sure if he hasn't had a whole lot of luck in World Cup, but, you know, it doesn't take much to ride one guy to the title. I also would agree with Nate earlier when he's talking about the importance of good goalkeeping. I compare it a little bit to hockey, where the goalie could really win you a series, and in this case, the goalie could really take you to the Final Four quite easily, if not win it. So, you know, I really have some faith in Jurgen Klinsmann for the U.S. and a couple of these other teams. Yeah, so we'll see. I like Jason's first four picks. I mean, you can't argue with four of the top 11. And I like the Germany pick and Colombia. That could be a surprise, too, so. For you, Rick.
Yeah, I'm hoping that those pan out very well there. I'm obviously keeping my fingers crossed on that. And it's funny how you singled out with Jason. You are right about that. Four of the first 11 picks on the FTH draft board. Interesting how you focused in on that as opposed to his last three. He got boxed out and stuck with South Korea, Costa Rica, and Iran. And South Korea is going to have that one game with Algeria, where somebody's going to end up getting some points out of that, or maybe each of them splitting a point on our point system, because that's a matter of the way that the seeding went here and the assignment of teams, which was a little bit sketchy as far as who went where and how some of these groups are clearly stronger than others, and you keep hearing this talk about the group of death out there, but that could apply to maybe any one of three of these ones possibly. So let's get some closing thoughts here on our draft proceeding and on the World Cup coming up. I'll start with you, Nate.
Again, Rick, these are always fun. I love how, you know, unique they are. You really set up a cool thing, and like I said, it made it tough to put together a board, and you had to be aware of the whole draft, what's gone from a group, and you got to keep your eye on what's left in the group, especially because if you weren't careful, you got stuck with something you didn't want. And so that was, you know, I was on high alert this whole draft. Usually you can, once you're done with that something, you can just write it off. But, no, you had to keep your eyes on the whole thing. It was fun. It's going to be a coin flip. I mean, you know, Jason's got a tremendous squad. We should probably not have let him get Brazil at three. But if you don't think Brazil's going to win the thing, you don't take him where you take, you know, if you got somebody you think has a better chance to win it all, then you know, you do it. So we'll see. We'll probably have in, let's see, Argentina, Spain. Actually, they'll probably meet in the Final Four if they both win their group. So one of us will be Johnny or I or you with your Germany. If Germany, you never know, Rick. Germany can knock off Brazil. I don't think anybody's going to have both finals teams. Two of us will have two of those top four, and that'll be, you know, what we end up with. So but it was fun.
Yep. If the Final Four ends up being comprised out of these four teams, that will really make it high stakes there towards the end. And in all likelihood, the semifinals and the finals could end up deciding our league on the points system, as perhaps it should go that way. John, any closing thoughts on this?
Oh, great time. I would echo what Nate said, too. I think it's I think a lot of these games could be a coin flip, and I think it'd be interesting to watch how some of the teams we picked in the later rounds or were forced on us, you know, but it'd be interesting to see if those, you know, the teams that earn a draw, teams that you know, don't give up goal differential, that can at least earn a couple points, could be the difference between some people advancing here. It'll be interesting. You know,
absolutely. So we'll be tracking this, of course, and everything up at fantasydrafthelp.blogspot.com. We will, of course, have the scoring system embedded there, and we'll be continuing to track this, and we will have updates as we go. Appreciate you guys joining us very much, and thanks also to Jason Jones, our senior editor, for submitting his list to me. And again, this was a really, really tremendous segment. Cannot thank you fellows enough, and thank you all, everybody, today for tuning in to the FDH Lounge.